Though they tried to maintain a veneer, gossip soon spread in Richmond society about the anti-slavery sentiments Eliza and Elizabeth displayed. Invitations to parties stopped coming. White men in the city who voiced such sentiments could find themselves being lynched. Women received more latitude. Even so, the blowback for the Van Loo ladies began to turn ugly. They found on the front steps of their mansion one morning a crudely written letter from the White Caps, a predecessor to the Ku Klux Klan. "Old maid, is your house insured?" the threatening note read, with a drawing of a house on fire. "White Caps are around town. They are coming at night. Look out." Tensions boiled inside the Churchill mansion as well. Elizabeth's brother John married Mary Carter West in January 1854. It was not a good match for either of them. Mary was a Virginia blue blood, whose father owned a plantation close to Malvern Hill near Richmond, where the July 1862 Battle of Malvern Hill would erupt practically in the family's front yard. John had first met Mary at the plantation's large blacksmith shop, which he visited frequently to buy materials for his stores. The West family, Mary included, were particularly devoted racists and secessionists, 180 degrees opposite the Van Loos. John and Mary were able to paper over their differences until 1861, when the couple with their two daughters moved back into the Churchill mansion. Soon, Mary clashed openly with her mother and sister-in-law. Richmond and the rest of Virginia had been opposed to secession through much of 1860, but strident voices in the state's capital gained momentum. One city paper offered a $100 reward for Seward's head. The rise of the secessionists shocked Van Loo. After John Brown's Harper's Ferry raid, "Our people were in a palpable state of war," she wrote in her diary. From the gallery in Mechanics Hall, Van Loo watched the proceedings of the Virginia Secession Convention as the pendulum swung from moderates and unionists to the bold and more imprudently daring, also her words, calling for a breakaway. 4 days after Fort Sumter's capture, the state convention passed an ordinance of secession by a secret vote of 88 to 55. Van Loo was convinced many delegates had been coerced or even terrorized into voting to leave the Union. "One gentleman who signed the ordinance of secession told me he thought that if he had not done so, the streets of Richmond would have run with blood," she wrote. Democracy was under assault by the full blast of rebel rule. Madness was upon the people.